Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Yesterday, four new offshore wind projects planned for the east and west coast secured a guaranteed price of €86 per megawatt hour of energy they will produce in the country's first ever auction for generating offshore wind energy. This price is being hailed as a big win for energy consumers in Ireland, but what will it actually mean when it comes to energy prices in the years to come? Well, this morning, Minister for Environment, Climate and Communications Eamon Ryan said the auction will have a significant impact on the cost of energy for households. Let's take a listen.
Well, over the last year, and this has been an exceptional year, very high prices, but the average price of the last year is some €200 a megawatt hour. So it's half that. It is a set price. There is a certain flexibility to account for inflation in the construction period or before they go to construction and in the operation and maintenance after that. But most of the price, two thirds of it, is fixed. So we know that's the same price for the next 20 years. And that's what's really significant. Even if there's high inflation, the price still stays steady. It is a fixed price. It is a price that within our market will really benefit Irish consumers. It's a market price which is not affected by the price of carbon or the price of gas internationally or any other factor. It's something we have control over. And it gives us real confidence that we can not just for consumers, but also for businesses to be able to say, well, in this country, we know we have this price for the next 20 years. And that's the sort of time frame a lot of investment decisions are made.
We're joined now by Professor in Energy Economics at UCD, Lisa Ryan, and you're welcome to the programme this evening, Lisa. The Minister there is saying that this average price of €86 per megawatt hour of energy, it's fixed for the next 20 years. He says it's a good deal for consumers. Do you agree? And can you explain to us how that is?
Hi, Sarah. Yes, well, I think the Minister is right in this instance that this is a good deal for consumers. We have targets for offshore wind under the Climate Action Plan for 2030. And so it was really time we got started with these auctions. They've been planned for quite a while. These auctions really relate to the price that we pay for wholesale electricity. You know, as consumers, we have a retail market, and then there's the wholesale market where the suppliers purchase the electricity that they then sell on to us. So when we're talking about €86 a megawatt hour, this is the price on that wholesale market. There's a few things here. I suppose one thing is that it's, you know, we need to source more renewable electricity, partly for our climate action plan, but partly because for security of supply, it will help us to have more domestically sourced energy and not be at the behest of, you know, global geopolitics and fossil fuels. The other thing is that, as the Minister said, it's a fixed price. One of the things that we've seen over the last few years is that the wholesale market can be very volatile. You know, when gas prices go up, the electricity price shot up. Mm. And the European Commission has been recommending that electricity market reform takes place. And they were suggesting that a higher share of the market should be under fixed pricing. And so these contracts that award the four companies who were successful now in the auction, they are fixed prices over 20 years. So that does give an amount of certainty.
Yeah. Is it a good price, though? Because I know there's a lot of comparisons being made today to much lower deals in Scotland and Europe, from 40 megawatts per megawatt hour to 62 per megawatt hour. I know the Minister was saying this morning you can't compare because it's very complex and it's, you know, it's apples and oranges in some instances. Is it, though?
I think it is difficult to compare because it's our first auction. And so there's a huge amount of risk, behind it, because we don't know, like, until you have an auction, you don't actually know what the price is going to be until the company's bid in. I mean, even a year or two ago, you know, the price was at about 180 per megawatt hour for offshore wind. The price has come down a huge amount. Like, if someone had even said last year to me that it would have been under 100, I would have been very surprised. It's true that Ireland is always a little bit more expensive. We're also a little bit behind in offshore wind. So whereas the UK have had a third or a fourth round of auctions even. Once you have the first auction, then the next round will be cheaper, of course, in Ireland. Where companies
know
this is the price. Yes, it will. And I think it's partly because of supply chain. Once you've established the supply chain and you're purchasing these giant turbines that take years, you put in your order and then they're really delivered years later, the prices start to come down. So I think, you know, in the Irish context, it is, I think it is quite a good price. Considered.
Of course, the price is itself is a little complex because it's a guaranteed price unless the market price falls below 86 euro per megawatt hour, in which instance the government has to subsidise the wind farms on price.
Yes, so that is the idea with these auctions. Otherwise, the offshore wind, you know, they could, the developers could just go on the market. They wouldn't need to be bidding in for an auction. The point is that offshore wind is still an emerging technology to a certain extent, and so there is a subsidy built in if needed. So, like right now, the good thing is that it's a two-way clawback. So if the market price is very high, like it is right now at, you know, 120 euros a megawatt hour, the government is able to get back the difference between the 80 and the 120. So it's a fixed price, so there's a certain amount of risk for the offshore wind developer as well. They'll only ever get 86. So even if the market price goes to 200, they still only get 86 and they have to give back the difference to the government. And this is something that is compensating. You know, we had this issue in the last year or two where a lot of our wind farms were making significant profits when the prices went very high. This is built into this, that they would have to give it back. But yes, okay. The other is also true. If the price goes low, then the government has to subsidise so that the offshore wind farms can break even. Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Now, when will it all happen, I wonder? Because Eamon Ryan saying today it could start coming into the Irish market by the end of 26, 27. I think a lot of people are very sceptical about that timeline. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, anything that involves planning, I'm afraid we are, but we would tend to be sceptical. I mean, really what needs to happen now is that the planning system gets going. On Bord Pleanála needs to be significantly resourced with experts. The other challenge with offshore wind is because we haven't got any, apart from the Arklow, a bank that's been there for 20 years, we haven't had to, you know, have offshore wind go through planning. And so there has been very little expertise in on Bord Pleanála. So that needs to get going. The new regulatory agency needs to get going. That's just only being set up. And so there's quite a few things that need to happen. I mean, the target is for, as I said, 5 gigawatts by 2030. This is 3 gigawatts. If we can, I think if we get them in by 2029 and make sure that at least they are definitely built for that, you know, 2030 target, I think that would already be okay. But we just need, it will really depend on how this planning process goes.
Okay.
What will be the environmental concerns or these other owner conditions?
Yeah, and we know how the planning process has caused major problems in the housing industry over the last couple of years. But I know Eamon Ryan has said he has resourced on Bord Pleanála to deal with this. Just very quickly, Lisa, Deck and Stillorgan texting to say this means nothing if the retailers are going to charge us the market prices of gas, coal and oil generated electricity.
Well, if it depends how the market is working, but if so, some of the suppliers are saying that they can supply 100% renewable electricity. The other point is that if you have more wind in the market, then you will have less gas on the market. So it does depend. And I also think that the electricity market is probably going to undergo a significant reform because it's not quite fit for purpose when you have, you know, a system that's going nearly to 100% renewables in the future. So it will have to be still worked out. But I think you can see already that in times over the last year where we had more wind in the system, the prices were lower than when we had less wind in the system.
Okay.
So it should, and it's a fixed price, so we know exactly what it'll give them.
All right. Well, we look forward to it whenever it might happen. Lisa Ryan, Professor in Energy Economics at UCD. Thank you very much.